Throughout the whole process of latex integration and attachment, some parts of you feel it a little more than others. When you think of that dark coating, covering material, certain parts of you are a bit more excited. None quite so much as between your legs. And when we speak of sensitivity, that throbbing nub has to be protected, shielded, covered and kept from direct contact with what can, after all, despite its insidiously tempting qualities, be a bit rough, unless your clit is already wet, lubricated, and ready. Direct contact with latex could be an issue. Of course, sometimes that sensation, especially when it's on a sex toy or when the clothing is made to fit snugly against your crotch, a little nub above your pussy rubbing your clit, those times it's all right. So we should just make every time one of those times. Feel your clit buzzing, throbbing on the edge of detection. It's buzzing like that because latex is present at all, because you are at all in the presence of that fetished material, that smooth perfection, the particular shine, the scent, the feel against your body. It highlights and yet anonymizes. It protects and yet arouses, makes you more vulnerable to your own instincts while shielding your body. If you are wearing something to stimulate your clit, to fill your pussy, tease your rear, pinch your nipples, and you wore your latex the right way, perhaps with accessories or gear over top, it would be impossible for anyone to tell but you. And with latex touching your skin, you would find the effect undeniable, inescapable. There is a dripping throb between your legs tied particularly to your clit, emerging from its hood out of desire to touch latex. But you know you'd be much too sensitive to the object of your fetish and of your desire. Your whole body is heated with it, subject to latex and the fetish of same, coating every part of you, and between your legs, underneath the latex suit, underneath any covering, your clit, vulnerable. Envision special latex able to affix to the base of your clit and barely touch anywhere else, attached to the external hood, attached, present, and therefore giving you that delicious feeling of latex in contact with your skin, in contact with the most sensitive part of you. And then, when commanded, that little latex covering around but not on your clit squeezes down on command, adding reinforcement, pleasure, and the throbbing rising wave that puts more water behind the dam just threatening to burst with pleasure, leave you spasming, leave you spending minutes racked on the floor, your legs spread, your clit humming submission, your body experiencing that undeniable heat, that inescapable horny need that accompanies latex, the wearing of it, the covering, the protection of you under latex garb. When it's pulled onto you, when it is closed, zipped, buckled, held, locked in place, and under it, your clit with that device, attached firmly to the hood of your clit, but barely, not even touching it, unless commanded to squeeze, to suck down, to produce a vacuum seal that pulls your clit out, engorges it, makes it feel latex against every inch of it, just buzzing the feeling up into your body, into the deep parts behind the external button. So pulled on, so taut, feeling a desperation, a kind of need to climax that falls behind there, knowing that the affixed latex is making you hornier anyway, so you fantasize about it just taking you. What if that nub were just trapped inside latex coating, inside a dark, constrictive, restrictive covering for your little clit? Squeezed, drippingly squeezed, so your own lubricant coats the latex. And the whole time you're breathing in, scrabbling your fingers against the latex covering, feeling how it's locked in the crotch, locked against your clit, making you soaked, blank, wanting it so your hips are bucking, you're rolling them to bring your clitoris into greater contact, but it does not a thing. Because that sleeve is positioned so as it attaches at the base of your clit around the hood. The only thing that can bring it into contact is the command for it to vacuum seal and suck on tight. Pull tight, pull your clit taut, and then vibrate the buzzing desire into you. You're gonna feel it. You're gonna feel it with every inch of you because your whole body's connected to that sensitive nub. So if your latex suit, if it's training, if the one commanding and controlling or dominating, or even you yourself, truly wish it to buzz you into an oblivious, aroused fugue, it will do just that. Your clit's wired right to your brain, and if it's being satisfied and you feel safe, and latex makes you feel safe, the priority, the desire to just surrender to the way your clit feels, is so potent, so overwhelming, so all-consuming you could just stand there, latex-coated drone with that attachment, keeping you buzzed, keeping you edged, keeping you in that aroused haze. Between your legs is your buzzing clit inside a sheath of latex material, buzz and spark, vibrate and tease, and even when it's away from your actual clit, just rubbing the hood, the presence of latex so close and intimate to your body, so able to get you off. You know, a large part of your brain is devoted to these latex attachment meanderings, the idea of your body suited up, covered, perfect, dark, well-cared-for latex, the smell of the rubber, the feel of it on your skin, you indulging in it, everything just the way you need it to be for your arousal to peak. You are protected, even anonymized inside your latex outfit. If you had latex over your crotch, that little clit-stim attachment would be concealed from everyone but you. It's only natural that it would be so. Just seeing latex makes your clit buzz, makes it tense up and the rest of you with it. Just that dark coating, that covering of protective, arousing, fetishized, controlling material makes your clit already stand aloof from its hood. The buzz from this sheath around it, this containing, vacuum-sealing, clit-manipulating device designed to edge you and edge you and only let you over the edge when you're at your most vulnerable, needy, horny, blank. This device just makes real something that you already wondered about. Does just being exposed to the object of your fetish, the dark, overriding, clinging latex, does just that have enough power to really push you over the edge? After all, your body does all sorts of things subconsciously. You have a lot of control over your pelvic floor muscles, over the muscles inside. If you laid on your belly and really clenched around something, a pillow, a towel, your hand, you might be able to force some sensations out of the depths of your pussy, even without really rubbing your clit or rubbing the lips. You can squeeze muscles down there. Squeeze them down. And your brain could have you do that anyway. Do it with barely a notice. Because latex is here. Because you are coated, held, trained, conditioned by the mere presence of the object of your fetish and that suckling, squeezing around your clit. The way that that latex sheath around it milks it, sticks to it, squeezes it, buzzes it, uses your own juices to lubricate you again. Latex on your clit. And if you were commanded to feel it buzz, milk, vibrate, squeeze around your clit, it would, because submitting to that desire is an exploration of the part of your mind dedicated to latex fetish and desire. The attachment is really the reification of a part of your brain that already got turned on when you saw latex, felt its dark caress. Being under the influence of your latex outfit, your suit, any accoutrement whatsoever, makes your clit drip and makes it hotter. Makes each sensation from it more potent. That's just made real when you envision, feel, clinging to you that latex attachment that is a tool to make you more aroused, make you deeper in, more dedicated to your latex covering, its protective qualities, and the vulnerability of being squeezed and teased, held and edged within that suit. Your clit is being edged. Your clit's being rubbed, massaged, bringing you closer to the crest of a hill you want to go over. You want to slide down the other side with all your limbs twitching. But imagine if the part of you that is latex-oriented is so deep in your brain and core to your fetish. You know when you're going to come. Your mind subconsciously knows when you're going to come. So that little latex sheath around your clit stops. It lets go. ceases its vacuuming, lets your pussy buzz and drip, and you know afterward that it's only gonna come with support and command from someone in control of you, that your latex suit is most powerful when you're constantly turned on by it, constantly re-fetishizing and re-addicting yourself to the coating and clinging, the way that little sheath of latex around your clit squeezes to the base and barely touches until suddenly, suckling, squeezing down, tight, hot, wet with your own juices, vacuum sealed, pulling your clit forward, making it bigger, making it throb, dripping, buzzing, your brain buzzing. You want to come, you want to come, you want to come over the edge and lay there, climaxing. Thinking of latex, thinking of the covering, squeezing sheath around your clit. But a command would make it so much better. Latex drone thoughts, latex attachment thoughts. Your clit inside a sheath that could activate or deactivate, could be commanded to buzz, vibrate, edge you up, and then to relax just as quickly, to unsqueeze and leave your clit untouched, held away from you, so if you reach down, it'd be impossible to get at it through the latex, but within the device buzzes on command, gives you a buzz on command, works you, edges you, drives you up and up and up until you're about to crest, about to slide over the other side, off into oblivion. And feel yourself groaning it out. Your submission. Your obedience to yourself and your self-directed choice to let yourself be fitted, be held, be teased and edged and worked up into a lather, into a need, edged to the point of no return. It's harder to feel with your clit, but at a certain point you do anything, rubbing the heel of your palm against your latex, over where your clitoral, controlling, attaching sheath is, trying to get some sensation through, knowing it's fruitless. Your whole body starting to have little twitches, little shivers that go to the tips of your toes, which are curling, to your hands, which are clenching at your own latex, trying to find a way to push the vibration in. But it's only going to edge you, only going to bring you nearer, nearer, nearer to the oblivion you crave and the desire for climax, until you really, truly need it as much as possible. You lie to yourself about how badly you need pleasure and addiction and latex and joy of climactic release in your dark covering. But it's impossible to lie to yourself when you're buzzing that much, when your clit is covered and your body conditioned and your brain just in the latex, in the moment. A time for truth. That buzzing, vibrating sheath will only let you climax, only let you rub the vibration against your clit fully. When you've either been commanded, or when you truly are unable to take it anymore. Latex trembling and squeezing in time and tone to your own needs, so the more you need it, the more it buzzes. The more you need it, the more it slacks off at the last moment and leaves your clit standing proud, oversensitized, ready for more, wanting more. But even humping at the air or rubbing your hand won't get through the latex covering. The buzzing, the squeezing between your legs comes from that attached sheath that is part of your training mechanism, part of what is training you to crave your latex. If you feel so much pleasure, so much buzz every time the latex and only that dark rubber coating gives it to you, then you're going to want it more. If honesty with yourself brings you climax, if admitting you truly can't stand it anymore, that you would do anything to come, that you're on the surrendering edge where your body physiologically needs that release, that paroxysm, that relaxation, where you feel like only your clit and the happy pulses deep into your pussy matter. Only the way you're squeezing, relaxing, blankly announcing your climax with body and word and deed, where you squeeze tighter. Only that can give you release. Admitting that honesty to your latex, to the attachment, to someone handling your latex-clad drone self, admitting that is going to make you more vulnerable, more accessible, more locked in, closer, nearer to the pleasure. And therefore fetishize and addict to your latex more powerfully. Knowing that, is it really a good idea to twitch so much for the attachment sucking and vibrating across your clit? For the dark coating that is your fetish and fulfillment? for the way your whole body can twitch from just one little nub being manipulated and your mind along with it, edging you, edging you. It buzzes to edge you. It buzzes to bring you nearer and nearer. It buzzes to train you to think of the latex as a source of pleasure and honesty to your sensations of and fetish for the latex as the way you get the climax you need. And you can need it. That hazy feeling where all you care about is coming, where you've been denied too long and you just need to rub yourself off, vibrate yourself off, fill your pussy, tease your clit, anything to get off. Well, the suit can do that, and all those little attachments add to the conditioning, add to the training, add to the addiction, add to the pleasure. You get to feel them. You do feel them now, taking over your brain, your body, because that buzz is so good. It so efficiently brings you to the very edge and brink of the climax you need. The more you need it, the more you love your latex, the more you listen and follow the commands, express and implied, tied to that dark coating, restrictive yet protective, concealing yet revealing latex cladding. That attachment on your clit, buzzing and bringing you closer to the brink, closer to the edge, to the place where your body's having little physiological reactions that have nothing to do with will and everything to do with need. The twitching and buzzing that travels through you, the way your pussy and your butt are squeezing, squeezing, even just from your clit being touched, vibrated for just a second, then released, vibrated for a second more, then released. This adds a little pleasure and lets a little fall off. But the vibrations always add more than they take away, until you're right up against the edge of it, until the dam is going to break, until you can feel the built-up sensation inside of you waiting to root itself in a vibratory storm that will leave you spasming, leave you loving your latex, licking your lips, feeling your brain buzz aflame. And just when you realize that, when you realize you're so close, it falls away. Only when your brain fully admits you need the latex, you need the climax that sleeve around your clit can give you, attached only to the hood, but able to suck inward and use vacuum pressure to make your clit bigger, then buzz it, buzz it, buzz it, buzz it, sparking, spiraling, controlling, confining, conditioning. Just like your latex should. Just like your latex fetish already was. A conditioned response where saying yes to your latex outfit rewards you with horny fantasies and with the buzzing of your clit, the buzzing that you need, because it might, one of these times, tip you over the brink into an orgasm you're waiting for, your back arching, your legs kicking, your whole body just contorting and moving around. Even if you tried to stand still, tried to stay dignified and hide it, your pussy is too honest, your body is too honest, and your clit is being buzzed in a way that never quite tips you over. Never quite gives the full satisfaction. It slacks off, it stops, it releases, and when that sleeve is released from your clit, it's only attached in the barest way to the base, which keeps your fingers from touching your clit, keeps you from using any other vibrating thing, but it also means it can suck up tight, forming a seal at the base, applying suction, and then when your clitoral surface is spread, it can vibrate right against it, buzzing more vibrations into you than you thought was possible, more than it could if you weren't vacuum sealed in around your clit, locked into the attachment, your skin connected to it, lubricated by your juices. Feel the humidity of your own aching need having crept in to that sleeve, so it's so wet in there. You're so wet in there, and yet it sucks, it vibrates. The wet sound is obscene. Your pussy wants it, needs it, and only when you admit that to the suit do you truly come, or when you're commanded by someone whose authority over your latex-clad self you accept and respect. At those moments you climax, when the admission that you truly need it more than anything else would do anything to come and come and come has arrived in your brain, then the suit just buzzes. That's when it really lets go, really starts to go, buzzing, sparking, bringing your clit to full, complete, pleasured release, and your whole body gets to feel it, because while you're coming, your clit's still going to be vacuum sealed, spread to its largest surface area, and vibrated in every minute detail all through the orgasm, making it last and last and last in every part of you. You'll feel it in your legs, feel it in your thighs as they squeeze, feel it in every bit of you that's in contact with latex, and every bit of you that's cool in contact with the air, your mouth frozen open in a moan, a sigh, sigh, an admission that you are receiving what you deeply needed, your deep moaning, sobbing, sighing breaths. Feel them, visualize them, dream them, crave them, ache them, and know your dark latex covering, the right command, and that buzzing, squeezing attachment to your clit are the only things that are going to get you off. Anything else just can't reach, and wouldn't be quite as good anyway.